A word for you from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. This is one of the greatest commissions given by God to a man. Joshua had been a prince in his tribe of Ephraim, and now God was making him the captain of his people. And he followed exactly in the footsteps of Moses. And as Moses was faithful to God, so too Joshua was to be faithful and walk in all the ways of the Lord. Moses had spoken almost the exact same words. If you read the end of Deuteronomy, when Moses was coming to the end of his life, the Lord spoke to him in order that Joshua would understand his commission. And you'll find very similar words at the beginning of Joshua as is found at the end of Deuteronomy. Now, the symbol here is not just regarding this man of a few thousand years ago, but that God speaks similar words to his people, for he has commissioned his children with the Great Commission. And he has said, go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. Our commission is in fact a more important one than Joshua's, because we are to bring the good news. Joshua was to destroy the nations in Canaan. We are bringing life to the nations. We are bringing the gospel of salvation, to the whole world, to every creature, to the ends of the world. But we need to have the same spirit that Joshua had. We need to have that faithfulness to God and his word. And you'll find that the Lord gives the same victory that he gave to Joshua, he gives to us, except that we have spiritual victory. And as you read further on in chapter 1, you'll find that the commission is remarkably the same. And we are empowered by the Holy Spirit and the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ much more than Joshua was. But go and read Joshua and you'll get a lot of food for thought, food for your heart, and strength for your soul.